Revelation chapter 13. Then I saw a beast coming up out of the sea. It had 10 horns and 7 heads. On its horns were 10 crowns, and on each of its heads was a blasphemous name. This beast I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like a bear's feet, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. The dragon gave it his power, his throne, and his great authority to rule. One of the beast's heads seemed to have a fatal wound, but that fatal wound had been healed. The whole earth marveled as they followed the beast. They also worshipped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast. They worshipped the beast too, and kept saying, "Who is like the beast? And who can fight against it?" The beast was given a mouth that could speak proud words and blasphemies. It was permitted to exercise authority for 42 months. So the beast opened its mouth to speak blasphemies against God, blaspheming his name and his tabernacle, those who live in heaven. The beast was permitted to wage war with God's holy people and to conquer them. Also, authority was given to it over every tribe, people, language, and nation. All who live on the earth will worship it, everyone whose name was not written in the book of life, which belongs to the Lamb who had been slaughtered from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to be taken into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. Here is a call for the patient endurance and faith of God's holy people. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had 2 horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he made the earth and those who live on it worship the first beast, the one whose lethal wound had been healed. He performed mighty miracles. He even made fire come down on the earth from heaven in front of people. By the signs he was given power on behalf of the beast, he deceived those who live on the earth, telling them to set up an image for the beast, who was wounded by the sword, but he still lived. He was permitted to give breath to the beast's image so that the image would even speak and cause all who refused to worship the beast to be killed. He also forced everyone, unimportant and mighty, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on the right hand or on the forehead. It was impossible for anyone to buy or sell unless he had the mark of the beast, that is, the number representing its name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a human being. His number is 666.